Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm Sean Balint. In Carlinville, the holiday lights will once again shine on the historic square, but they'll seem just a little dimmer as the county seat continues to feel the loss of a legend. This week, we're looking back on the life of Carlinville Mayor, former state senator, and the wife of a political legend who was more than just a bystander, Deanna DiMuzio, passed away October 20th after a lifetime of public service that ended at 77 years. State Senator Andy Menard says DiMuzio was a key influence in his life, starting from days when the people who knew his name were just family and old classmates at Bunker Hill High School. He says the widow of former Senate Majority Leader and Democratic Party Chairman Vince DiMuzio clearly made her own mark.
Well, she was a powerful figure for Central Illinois and for, you know, for the area that we call home. You know, from so many perspectives, she was a trailblazer, being a woman in the Senate at the time when there weren't nearly as many women serving in the Senate as there are today. But she was a strong voice for Central Illinois, and she's going to be missed, not just by me, but by so many people on both sides of the aisle that she touched throughout her life.
Menard says DiMuzio was the ultimate public servant, and no job was too big or too small.
Well, she was a servant at heart. I remember when she told me, she called me and said that she was going to run for mayor of Carlinville. And she said in that conversation that a lot of people were puzzled by her decision to be a candidate for mayor. But then she also explained, and I think she was absolutely right, that she had something to give to her community and that she thought she could make a positive difference. And I think that, Sean, is what embodies her. That is how I describe her. She was always a servant first. She always got up every day to work for others throughout her life, even when she was, before she was in the Senate, when Senator Vince DiMuzio, her late husband, was serving. She was part of that team, and I saw that at a very young age. So it didn't surprise me, actually, when she made the decision to run for mayor of Carlinville, because kindness, compassion, and service, that's what she was all about.
DiMuzio may have been voted out of the state Senate when she lost to Republican Sam McCann, but Menard says she very much remained a regional leader out of the Senate.
She was, and I would say she was also for Macoupin County. Her name is, synonymous with Macoupin County, the place where I've lived my entire life. And I would tell you, even up until her very last days, she was helping me actually reach out to mayors in Macoupin County to encourage them to file the right paperwork to get reimbursed for some expenses that their cities have incurred because of COVID. And our office is incredibly busy with constituent work. So I reached out to her and said, hey, could you reach out to mayors in Macoupin County and encourage them to get their paperwork into the state? And she was doing that. I mean, and she didn't have to, right? Had nothing to do with the city of Carlinville, but she wanted to be helpful. And she was working on behalf of the greater community where she lives up until her very last days.
Let's talk about bipartisanship. We'll hear more from Senator Menard in a moment, but now we'll hear from the senator herself in a conversation I had with her during the recent passing of former Governor Jim Thompson. Despite her Democrat status, she had the respect of many on the Republican side of the aisle, including Governor Thompson, who helped her adapt to life in the legislature. She said it all happened when she took over her late husband's seat.
You know, even after Vince passed and I was in the legislature, I had several bills. Jim, at that point, he liked to be called Jim, but I always called him Governor. Governor Thompson worked on several of those bills with me, and I really appreciated his thoughtfulness. And, how thorough he was. He always knew what was going on with each of the bills that we worked on. And it's a sad day anytime your state loses a governor and the state of Illinois lost its statement.
Now back to Senator Menard. He says DiMuzio set the standard for bipartisanship.
I've said this a couple times, and I think it bears repeating, that you know, she embodies and embodied the type of public servant that I think we all strive to be, regardless of political party. She had very good relationships and deep relationships with her Republican colleagues in the Senate. Of course, the mayor, you know, being the mayor of Carlinville is a nonpartisan position. But if you look at her career in the Senate, and you just described her relationship with former Republican Governor Jim Thompson, the same could be said of Jim Edgar. But she had deep relationships that went beyond partisanship. And, you know, we're missing that today. We're missing that today in our system. And it shows. And I think she showed why that type of work, putting partisanship aside, putting your party label aside, for the people that you represent, she showed and she proved why that was so important.
Many leaders start out with stories of humble beginnings. Menard can attest to that. He'll never forget one hot afternoon. It was an outdoor event, but you could say Deanna DiMuzio lowered the temperature in the room, and Menard says he wasn't the only one to benefit from that quality.
The day that I met her, I was supposed to meet her husband, who I had gotten to know a little bit because I had taken a class as a senior in high school through Lewis and Clark Community College that Vince was the instructor of. And I was supposed to meet him one night, but he was running late, and Deanna was never late. So she picked me out of a crowd. I suppose my nerves gave it away. It was a hot day, and I was wearing khakis and a polo shirt, and probably the only person in the crowd of people that were gathered that was wearing that at the time. It was blazing hot outside. This would have been in 1995. And she walked up, and what struck me immediately was her smile and how she made me feel at ease. And I think that was her greatest attribute as a person, as an individual, was her ability to walk into a room that could be as tense as you could imagine, and calm the room down and make people feel comfortable and at ease. And I think she learned that, you know, over the course of her life, and being part of a team with her husband, Vince, and working through difficult circumstances, you know, going back to when she grew up in Gillespie. So she used that to her advantage, but ultimately she used that to the advantage of the people that she got up every day to serve.
Joining me now, State Senator Frank Watson, who had a view from the other side of the aisle and saw another Senator DiMuzio at work. First up, Senator, thanks for joining us.
Sure, Sean. Glad to do it.
Well, it's interesting to think about a family involved in politics. Certainly Vince DiMuzio was a high-profile individual, a legend among the lawmakers, especially in this region. And you always wonder, from the outside looking in, what is it like? Do they take their job home with them? Do Mr. and Mrs. Lawmaker talk about it at home? I can't quantify what happened in the DiMuzio home, but it's certainly interesting to see how the torch passed from one DiMuzio to another.
Well, it certainly did. And I think Vince went home practically every night. He was that close to Springfield, so... he went home after session, where most of us stayed up there. So he probably had a lot of discussions with Deanna about what was going on, the daily routine of state government, and certainly his involvement. And of course, he was like a Democrat Party chairman. He wasn't just a state senator. He had a lot of torches to carry. And in an era when Chicago, the dailies, blah, 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 all dominated Illinois politics, there's a guy from Carlinville that was your party chairman of the state. So that had to be enlightening to Deanna and Kurt involvement in wanting to get involved in the politics after Vince's passing. And he was certainly an icon and someone who carried a lot of water for the Democrats throughout his time in office, a long time in office. And another thing about Vince is his kind of Democrat is disappearing. He was kind of a conservative Democrat. You know, he had pro-life views. He was a Second Amendment supporter, the gun rights. I mean, there was a lot of views that that he held that today's Democrat doesn't necessarily. So he was a very effective legislator for a long period of time. But then when on his passing, of course, that was tragic. I mean, the way that whole situation with cancer, and he was a very proud man and handled that with a lot of dignity. And I went to the funeral, and Deanna, of course, I did not know her until she got involved in his taking his seat. But it was a pretty trying time, I'm sure, for the whole DiBiasio family to go through something of that nature.
Huh. Yeah, pretty amazing to go through grief and then take on something that had to be an incredible challenge to put aside the tears and join the legislature. That's not the easiest transition in the world.
No, and you got to believe that the district, and I, of course, not knowing the district as someone who lived there, I lived in the 55th district. He was in, I think, the 49th. But, you know, to replace your husband, there'd be a lot of party faithfuls who in the district would have thought maybe somebody else ought to get a chance before another DiBiasio was considered. For her to get that position, I think, was very telling of her and how well she was thought of throughout his Senate district. And she came in knew that she was following an icon. You know, she was difficult for her, but she picked up the pace and got to know the system and the people and how to get things done very quickly.
Well, the thing that strikes me, I would think if I was elected to the legislature, I would feel the pressure to, you know, act like I already knew everything, that I'm competent, and, I would try to pretend like I wasn't a freshman in college or something like that. One of the things that struck me, I found fascinating, and I was impressed by when I talked to her here just a matter of weeks ago about the passing of Governor Thompson, is when she said, you know, quite honestly, it's like, hey, I've got a lot to learn. And she leaned on, Jim Thompson. That to me was a fascinating chapter of her time in the legislature. And I thought that's impressive because, sometimes you have to have humility to say, I owe these constituents to put my best foot forward, and this is not an easy job. It's a complicated business, maintaining and crafting new laws along the way for the state of Illinois.
Well, she did approach it differently than maybe some because of Vince. I mean, the respect that Vince added in the Senate and the whole and the legislature in general and the state government, she knew that. She knew that, and she knew she couldn't replace her husband as effective as what maybe he had been, and certainly that would no one expected her to. But she came in and she was very friendly. I mean, she was a very outgoing individual and worked well with both sides of the aisle, and that's another thing that you don't see a whole lot of anymore. She was able to do that. I'm sure we had our differences politically. I mean, I remember going after her in our first election. We thought we could maybe take her out, and that didn't happen. And of course, she worked hard, and she knew the ins and outs of politics. And she knew what to do politically. I mean, and that was always probably taught to her over the dining room table. But she was effective in her own way, and then kind of grew in the system. She was, as she left, and she was very well thought of and very effective.
Well, of course, she went on to become the mayor of Carlinville, and some of the stories I hear with constituent outreach, it almost seemed like she had a mayor's approach in dealing with constituents before she was elected to become mayor of Carlinville. It seemed like she had that personal touch that matters to people.
Well, that matters a lot. Sean, the thing that people forget today in politics is how they got there. Constituents, people voting, people that put you there are the ones you need to take care of after you're there. And she didn't lose sight of that. That was something I was very strong in, constituent service, you know, taking care of the people. And that's one of the things that I really enjoyed in politics, and I know she did too, because she had a lot of people in Springfield that were from her districts being as close as they were, and you could sense that just by she would introduce a lot of people on the floor, and she even had them up on the president's podium and introducing them and having them talk. So she knew the importance of constituent service and how effective that can be as far as the next election. And you take care of the people, they take care of you kind of approach, and she did that very well.
Well, it's sad to see an era like that end, the D'Amuzios, and she was clearly engaged. When I hear her discuss the moment where Governor Thompson learned how to pick up his game a little bit as far as campaigning, turned in a lot of tireless work in those days of campaigning, and it's really hard maybe for people to understand just how much a spouse brings to the table as we talk to her. Talk about her pre-lawmaker days.
Well, she was a very active campaigner. She was a very good one because people liked her. I mean, she always had a smile on her face. She didn't have a bad word for anybody. She was very, people liked being with her and around her, and that came out. You could see that. And I tell you, Thompson could have been probably the best at this of anybody we've had in our state for a long time. Jim Thompson was as good a campaigner as we'll find. And if he taught her what to do and how to do it, then she learned for the best.
I look back to the era, your time in office, her time in office, Vince's time in office, and it just seems like lawmakers maybe felt a little more independent. Am I imagining that, or is that something you believe is the case? I guess independent as far as not an independent away from the party, but I guess just I'm my own man, I'm my own woman, and I'll certainly work with the party, but I guess not an assembly line product of the party.
That's exactly right, and Vince was that way. I mean, he would on the floor sometimes take on Senate President Phil Rock over an issue and call it out for what it is. You know, if it was a Chicago issue or if it was some issue that Vince didn't agree with the party, he always spoke up. And here he was, chairman of the Democrat Party, and taking on the president of the Senate, who happened to be Democrat also. So yes, the whole issue of independence has kind of have left the whole process. I'm not there, of course. I shouldn't really say it as being so definite, but it just seems like looking from afar now that people kind of they don't work together, and it's not like, you know, you as downstaters, we worked together. As individuals from southwestern Illinois and the region here in the metro, we worked together, and it didn't matter about politics. We worked to the betterment of the region, and that's what was important. And I'm not so sure that's the case now, but I may not be correct about that, but just looking from where I look now, it seems to be.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Forum. I'd like to thank not only State Senator Deanna D'Amuzio for her visit. It was great to talk with her just a matter of weeks before she passed, and State Senator Frank Watson, and of course State Senator Andy Menar, State Senator Carlinville Mayor, and legendary political wife Deanna D'Amuzio won't be forgotten anytime soon. We'll see you again next weekend for another edition of Forum. Sean Balint saying so long until then.